My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I use box fans quite often when working on houses. Surprisingly enough, I never consider using them to keep me cool. I move around too much and generate too much sawdust for that. To a large degree, I'm fine with heat. Cold is another story. What I use box fans for is to create an exhaust port. I'll place a box fan in the window to draw air out of a room. Whenever the weather allows, I use a box fan as an exhaust fan during painting or any other task that generates fumes. For me, that means during the glue-up and curing of plastic drain lines, finishing floors, during heavy-duty cleaning. I'll also use a box fan placed in a window as an exhaust fan for dusty projects, milling or ripping lumber, sanding, or the ultimate dusty project, pulling plaster. Be aware that if you're generating a lot of dust and relying on a box fan in the window to pull it out of the space, the screen, if there is one, is going to become filthy. It's acting as a coarse filter. You could use a large filter from a furnace or cut filter material to fit over your fan on the intake side to resolve that. I think it's a great idea, but honestly, I've never taken the time to do it. I also use the fans to facilitate drying. If you've had a burst water line, a bad plumbing connection, or a cloud burst catching you with the windows open wide, once you've mopped up what you can, run a fan on it. The quicker you can dry interior floods, the better. Box fans are inexpensive and last a long time. The knob and handle may snap off, but the motors themselves go on and on. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.